Jess Volinsky is a book illustrator and designer who has worked in the publishing, fashion, tableware, and stationery industries, as well as creating a number of coloring books. Tonight, we're going to talk about her two latest colorful creations. One is titled Butterfly Mandalas, and the other is Positively Inspired, both of which are coloring book pages designed to inspire creativity. Jess, it's delightful to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
By my count, you have 17, maybe 18 coloring books that include designs based on things as diverse as doodles and henna and animals. So let's talk about butterfly mandalas first, and what made you combine these two images?
I start every book that I create with a concept, and I really liked the concept of change and transformation. And that's where butterfly mandalas came from. Just the butterfly is a symbol of something that transforms, and it goes from being, you know, kind of this very nondescript little bug to a beautiful, colorful butterfly. And I just thought that really reflected coloring, and it would be something people would enjoy. And if you look at the backs of each of my pages, I include a quote in all of my books, but particularly butterfly mandalas, all of those quotes have something to do with change and transformation.
In addition to the really beautiful designs you've given us in both of these books, you've included some guidelines for us. These are in the front of the books. So tell us about elements of art, the spectrum of emotion, examples of colored pages.
Sure. I'm very proud of those additions to the book. When I first got into coloring books, I kind of looked around at what other people were doing, and I wanted to be different. I wanted to bring my background in art to these books and really help people. In talking to people, I noticed that sometimes people would get a little stuck at the color stage. They would get a little frozen when they started and wouldn't know what colors to choose, or they wouldn't want to make a mistake. And I thought, well, maybe if I provided some help in that department as far as really nice color palettes that you could just take and use. All my books have a gallery of colored pages, either colored by me or colored by other people. And then I'll make colored palettes at the bottom of the page so that you could match your pencils or markers to that and you could get the exact same palette. So I'm trying to take a little of that color anxiety out of the process, because coloring should be fun. It should be really relaxing and fun. And if you're getting stuck at the beginning stages, not knowing what colors to choose, that's no good. You know, we want to get you coloring and enjoying yourself as quickly as possible. And the elements of art goes back to, you know, I studied art in college. I went to the School of Visual Arts in New York City. And I just love that all art is made up of those seven elements of art: line, shape, form, value, space, texture, and color. And they're kind of the ingredients for everything. So I wanted people to have a little background in art, too, for their coloring.
You mentioned the quotes that you choose to include in these books and how they're included in Butterfly Mandalas. But tell us about how they're included in the Positively Inspired book.
Butterfly Mandalas doesn't have any lettering or words incorporated in the designs themselves. But for Positively Inspired, the words are integrated. I draw all the lettering. It's all hand-lettered. And I've always loved lettering, and coloring books are a chance to get those positive messages right there in the art as opposed to just on the back of the page. And I chose phrases that I felt were very positive and inspiring. I want people to be able to relax and enjoy coloring.
You also give us some guidelines about a variety of pens or pencils or coloring instruments that you recommend. And I would think that because some of these mediums are wet, like watercolors, markers, that the paper would be important.
The paper is very important. I work with a fantastic publisher, Fox Chapel Publishing in Pennsylvania, and they take the utmost care in choosing their papers, and they're really fantastic. They're great for markers and colored pencils and gel pens, and you can even do watercolor on them, which is pretty neat because not all coloring books are created equal, and a lot of them do not have the kind of paper that will stand up to coloring with markers or gel pens. So, yeah, I'm so thrilled to be working with Fox Chapel. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic people that make fantastic products.
I happen to be a great fan of coloring books, and I find them a great way to transition from work life to vacation life, whether that vacation's for an hour or a week or more. And I also love sharing the activity with a child. I especially appreciated the scope of your designs, which are doable in a shorter amount of time and offer us that wonderful sense of completion. So I'm wondering what went into your thought processes in terms of what you wanted to offer people.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm just so glad that you zeroed in on that, because that is exactly what I try to do with my books. When I first got into coloring, I kind of looked at what else was on the market, and it seemed like things were either very, very juvenile or very, very complex. And I want to give people that feeling of completion. I don't want you to have to spend, you know, 6-7 hours to feel like you're getting somewhere on one of my pages. You could certainly sit down and make plenty of progress in an hour to feel like you've really done something and made something beautiful. So my main concern whenever I design any page is, how will the colorist enjoy it? I want people to love these books. I want them to spend time with them. And I put the same energy and thought process into every single page. The reason why I do that is my daughter, at the time I started doing coloring books, was 6.5. And I was really looking for something that we could do together that would interest me and also be at a good level for her. And there wasn't much available. So I love to hear that people color my books with their kids or with a friend, because they're really, really perfect for that.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight and offering us this beautiful stress relievers that you've created.
You're so welcome.
I've been talking with Jess Volinsky about her two latest adult coloring books titled Butterfly Mandalas and Positively Inspired. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.